The Bible is full of examples of people who got off to a good start but had a bad finish. But many people in our world today are getting off to a bad start and as a result are having a bad finish. How do you get off to a good start in life? I'll answer that question today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert continues his series of messages on See You at the Top. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church, Irving, takes a look in the book.
Open up the Word of God to the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. We're still in our back to school series of messages. That series is entitled See You at the Top. We're still looking at these kings and the decisions that they made as they was at the top. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, and we're going to look at that entire chapter, but I just want to read to you a few verses out of that chapter, verse 1 and through 3, then verse number 16. That ought to be enough to just get us started. Look at what the scripture says. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. And he built Elim and restored it to Judah after the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. Look at verse number 16. It says, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord, his God. Went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. From this chapter this morning, I want to talk to you on the subject, how to have a good start and a good finish.
Amen.
How to have a good start and a good finish. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, going to talk about how to have a good start and a good finish. God bless you. You may be seated. As I was listening to the news this week, this has been a week of good starts and bad finishes. One of the stories in the news was in the National Baseball League, the New York Mets seemed like they had the pennant won. They had a 7-game lead with less than 2 weeks to go towards the end of the season. They ended up having to play one game for to see who would go in the playoff between the Phillies and the Mets. And the Mets even looked like they had that one game playoff. Matter of fact, they put in their relief pitcher, the closer. But he couldn't close the game, and the Philadelphia Phillies ended up coming from behind and winning the series. Even though the Mets came out with a good start, they had a bad finish. Another story come from the sports world was on Friday, Marion Jones confessed before the whole world that she had been using steroids. You know Marion Jones, the Olympic champion, had won 5 gold medals. She had to give all her gold medals up. She had a good start, but now she got a bad finish. Do you know, just because you have a good start don't mean that you're going to have a good finish. Even though you may have come from a Christian home and you may have started out being a good Christian, but just because you come from a good home and you have a good start don't mean that you'll have a good finish. As a matter of fact, you probably know somebody even today that at one time had started out on the Christian journey, and they looked like they was going to win in this Christian race, but looked like when they got to the end part of their life, they ended bad even though they had a good start. You know, when you could start out real good in your life, the first quarter of your life, you know, God, the Bible says, give you 70 years. And by reason of strength, he can give you 80 years. So what you need to do, you need to start subtracting how old you are from 80. Yeah. And if you're already 80, that means you're just going into some overtime right now. Yeah. See, you can take the first 20 years of your life, and that's like the first quarter. You can take the second 20 years of your life, and that's like the second quarter. When you get 40, that's halftime. When you get 41 and going to 60, and then that's the third quarter. Then when you get 61 on up to 80, then you're in the fourth quarter of your life. When I look in our lesson today, it looked like this man, this king, King of Zion, it looked like he was off to a good start. The first 20 years of his life, he was winning. The second quarter of his life, he was winning. The third quarter of his life, he was winning. But as he began to go into the fourth quarter of his life, he ended up losing, even though he had won for three quarters. He had a good start, but a bad finish. Can we look at his story today? Because I don't think his story is so unique. I believe that there's a lot of Christians living out there today that presume that because they got a good start, they're going to presume that they're going to have a good finish. But I want you to look at this lesson. The Bible tells us here that this man, he had a good start. And you know why he had a good start? He had a good start because he had a humble heart. Look in the text with me. Y'all gonna walk with me? I'm gonna have to walk by myself. Look what the Bible says in verse 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the stead of his father Amaziah. Notice, this man was a humble man. He had a humble heart. He didn't go out and try to campaign to be king. He didn't try to seek to be king. The Bible says that the people came and they chose him to be king. Even though he was just 16 years old. At the age of 16, they saw something in this boy. They say he qualifies enough in order to be king. And they made him a king. This man had a humble heart. See, that's one way you know when your heart is humble. When you don't have a humble heart, you are trying to chase something. You are trying to exalt yourself when you don't have a humble heart. But when you have a humble heart, you'll wait on it to come to you rather than you try to go after it. This man had a humble heart. And look at the headlines. Can you look at the headlines with me? Look at verse number 2. It says, and he built Elim and restored it to Judah after the king slept with his father. Oh, you didn't catch that. The Bible says he built Elut. Some Bible says, call that word Elat. He built that and he restored it to Judah after the king slept with his father. He built it. He built that town of Elut. Oh, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy this morning. It says he built Elut. Let me see. Can I help you? Elut was a town in the southern part of Judah. But even though that town was in Judah, the territory of Judah, the enemies would always come and capture that town because that was a key city. That was a seaport city. And the enemy would use that city to expand their territory and to expand their trade. And even though that was a key city, the other kings of Judah, they didn't try to capture that city. That city, in their mind, even though it was a strategic city, they said that that city was too hard to capture. It was too risky to capture. But this man, he went in and captured that city. I don't believe you're feeling me this morning. What if Dallas, Texas fell into the hands of the Muslims? And the Muslims, they shut down DFW Airport. And they shut down Love Field Airport. And they began to control the railroads. And they began to control all of the major highways. They began to control Highway 35 and Highway 20 and Highway 30. They began to control all of the major intersections. And nothing can come in that city or nothing can come out of that city unless they permit it and they use whatever come in that city for their own benefit. But anybody who was not a Muslim, they was not welcome in that particular city. And they began to shut down the economy of Dallas and began to shut down even the economy of Texas. And we began to talk to the governor and tell the governor, you need to come on and do something about Dallas, Texas and get it back to where it used to be. But the governor says, I can't touch that. And then another governor come and he become governor. And we asked that governor to come on and do something about Dallas, Texas. But he says, I can't touch that. But all of a sudden, everybody here at Bible Way say, I know somebody I believe that can touch it. Pastor Wilbert, I believe, can touch that. And so y'all decide to make me the governor, even though I don't really want to be the governor. I really didn't ask to be the governor. I never really campaigned to be the governor. But you decide to make me the governor. And as a result, the first thing that I do when I become the governor, I send some troops in, and I begin to capture Dallas, Texas. I begin to open up 35 and open up Highway 20 and 635 and Highway 10. I begin to open up all of these major arteries here in Dallas. I begin to open up DFW Airport, Love Field Airport, and get Dallas to being where it ought to be. And then the headlines comes out. The headlines. Governor Wilbur restores Dallas, Texas, and rebuild it and give it back to Texas. You see the headlines? Governor Wilbur done restored and done rebuilt Dallas, Texas, and has given it back to Texas. Oh, what a headline. That's what happened here. This was the headline. He built and he restored this city to Judah. Oh, this man was somebody now. Oh, yeah. And then look what the Bible said. We have a summary of his life. The Bible said in verse 4, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding and visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. You see how humble this man was? Amen. He was seeking God as a young man, 16 years old. Let me tell you something. You 16 years old, 15 years old, you can do a great thing for the Lord if you just make yourself available. Amen. It's not about ability, it's about availability.
Amen.
Oh, this man, he was seeking God. And notice now, when God called you to do something, God is going to help you to do it.
Amen.
Look at the text. The Bible says in verse 6, and he went forth and warred against the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath. You remember Gath. Gath was the city of the giants where Goliath lived. And the walls of Jednath and the walls of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. Look at this guy. He's taking over. He's expanding territory. The Bible says, this is a key here, and God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians who dwelled in Gabalah and the Medium. And notice what the Bible says. Not only did God help him in restoring cities, but the Bible says that God helped them in building towers. Look in verse number 9. The Bible says, moreover, Uriah built towers in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, at the valley gate, at the turning of the walls, and fortified them. For whatever the previous king had lost, this guy went in there and started building it back up. Bible says also he built towers in the desert. Look at that. He built a tower out in the desert. Built one there in the city, built them in the city, built them in the desert. I mean, he's having some lookout points, because he knows that once you capture and take something from the devil, you can't turn your back on the devil. You got to always be looking out for the devil, because the devil, the Bible says, come to steal and kill and to destroy. And so whatever God done bless you with, the devil is trying to come and take it back. You better keep your spiritual eyes open for that devil. And the Bible says, moreover, Uriah had a host of fighting men. Notice, God done helped them build cities, helped them build towers. Now God is helping them build an army who went out to walk by bands according to the numbers of their reckoning, by the hands of Jael the scribe and Mashal the ruler, under the hand of Hanai, one of the king captains. Look, he's organizing some stuff, isn't he? Look, God is helping him here. And notice, the Bible even lets us know that God even helped him equip the army. You know, God not only bless you with something, but God can bless you to equip whatever he done bless you with. Look what the Bible says. Verse 14, and Uriah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears, helmets, coats of mail, and bows and sling to cast stone. And he made in Jerusalem engines. Look at this guy. This guy's ahead of his time. Invented by skillful men to be on the tower and up with barbed wire to shoot arrows and great stones. And his name spread abroad, for he was marvelously helped. How did he do all this? The Bible says he was marvelously helped. God just didn't help him just a little bit. God marvelously helped somebody. You know, sometimes folks are help you, and when you see them helping you, it looks like they don't want to help you. You want to know why did they show up? Because they acting like they don't want to help you. But when God shows up, oh, he shows up with both feet in the bath. He shows up with putting both of his hands to work. He marvelously helped this man. But the Bible says, till he was strong. Oh, don't just run past that. The Bible says God marvelously helped him, but then there came a point that when God tried to help him, I don't need your help. The Bible says, till he was marvelously strong. Till he thought he was so strong that he didn't need God's help. Look what the Bible says in verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart, that's the problem, isn't it? He had heart trouble. Had heart trouble. Bible says his heart was lifted up to destruction for his transgression against the Lord, his God. And he went into the temple to the Lord to burn incense upon the altar. Oh, this man had a good start, but now look, he's getting ready to have a bad finish. He had a bad finish because he had a prideful heart. He had heart trouble He moved from having a humble heart to having a prideful heart. You know, pride is a bad thing.
Yes, it is.
Don't let pride fool you. Matter of fact, pride is at the top of God's most hated list. God said seven things that I hate, and at the top of the list, he said, it's pride. A proud look, I hate that. Why is that? Pride will make you have the wrong appraisal
of
yourself.
Of yourself.
Pride will make you see life in a different way. You used to look at yourself little, but now you look at yourself big. You used to look at yourself as nobody, but now you're looking at yourself as somebody. You used to look at people like they was somebody, but now you're looking at people like they are nobody. Now you done lifted yourself up. See, pride will make you exalt yourself higher than you ought to be. Pride would most make you think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. And the Bible says, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. The thing about pride, pride will push you out of your proper place and begin to push you into another place that God didn't call you to be. You have to be careful, because when pride comes into your life, it'll sneak up on you and push you out of your place. You have to be careful with pride. You'll be in this place, but when pride comes in your life, pride will push you into another place. Another place. That's what happened to this man. A place that God never intended for you to be. Placing you in a place of where you was not authorized to be. This is what happened to this man. This man was full of pride. There's another thing about pride. You know, pride will make you have no respect for history. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Pride will make you have no respect for history. This man, he knew that some bad things happened to some other folks. He knew that some other folks had a good start and had a bad finish. But when he looked at history, he said, that won't happen to me. Oh, when you get home, I just want you to go back and read chapter 24 and chapter 25, and you'll just read about his daddy. His daddy had a good start. Amazon had a good start, but it had a bad finish. As a matter of fact, when you read about his daddy had a good start, but then his daddy got so prideful that he went on the battlefield, and he fought a battle that God told him not to even fight. And he ended up getting captured, and he became a prisoner of war. So the last 15 years of his life, he ended up being a prisoner. Even though he had a good start, he had a bad finish. Then even when you look at his granddaddy, Joash started out as being a good king. He started out being a good, godly, righteous king. But when you look at his life, the same thing happened to him. He had a good start, but he turned his back on God and ended up having a bad finish. See, this man should have just looked at history. He should have said, you know, my granddaddy started good, but ended bad. My daddy started good, but ended bad. But instead of him looking at saying, they started good and ending bad, but he said, even though they started good and ended bad, it won't happen to me. Oh, he was not a good student of history. All he had to do was just even go back a little bit further.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.